Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. Today, we are going to Richmond, Virginia, where we are catching up with a group of musicians who've known each other since they were schoolmates together. And today, they formed a band, Aaron and the Wildfire. How did you guys actually meet? I know you were classmates, but I mean, what's the story of how all five of you came together as a collective group?
So we were all going to the University of Virginia, and we joined, all separately joined a student-run record label called O Records. I think it's called something more sensical now, like U Records. It's O Records again?
Oh, you're right, University
Records. It's University Records now, which makes more sense with the theme. But anyways, we all met there, we started making music together, and then we started our own project since we'd all met through that record label.
Mm-hmm. And do you all share the same music tastes, or what, you know, because that doesn't happen usually. I mean, that a band, I see you've done some jazz work and some other kinds of work, but I mean, tell me about your musical tastes.
Well, when we got together, I was writing songs, and they were very much in the singer-songwriter folk, even kind of bluegrass area, because that's where my musical background is. And so then we tried to put those songs into a band feel. And then eventually we started incorporating more of the guys' influence, which was more funk, more pop, more soul, and kind of formed eventually into our own sound. And now my solo project is its own thing that's not involved with the band anymore. So that's still going, but it's not involved with Aaron and the Wildfire anymore.
Mm-hmm. So where did the name Wildfire come from? How'd you guys pick that?
Well, so when we started out, we had a different name. It was just as good, but not quite as marketable. We were Aaron Lunsford and the Smoky Bandits.
It's clunker.
Yeah, which, you know.
We got cash for it, though.
Yeah. Great movie reference for those who get it, but those, I don't know, not a lot of people got it, turns out.
Hard to yell at a loud bar at somebody.
And so we were interested in shortening things. We thought it would be a little snazzier if we took Aaron's last name out of it and just, put her first name on it, kind of made her this sort of like singular persona. And then we were just like struggling for weeks and weeks on end to come up with a title for the group itself. You know, we did a bunch of
creative writing processes,
creative writing
exercises,
brainstorming sessions that were fruitless mostly.
They were fun though.
And then I was in a diner in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And there was this tiny little like CRT TV on that was playing a Smokey the Bear commercial, and the slogan was, you know, only you can prevent wildfires, and it just kind of struck me, and I was like, hey, that could be perfect. And then I pitched it to the group, and it was just better than anything else we'd come up with. So we stuck with that.
That's pretty cool. Well, the new album now is called Touchy Feely.
Yeah.
And so tell me about your new album. I guess this album kind of is a departure from the last album you had out. And what is different about it?
Well, this album is a departure in the same way that the last album also was a departure. It's just kind of the next iteration of, like, I think musically it's things that we're all kind of collectively interested in trying to emulate and are inspired by. So it's a lot more pop, there's no horns, we're doing a couple different, there's like some 80s influence, some, you know, more modern influence. It's kind of like a real mixture.
Mm-hmm. Now musically, I mean, you know, instrumental wise, that's the difference, but what about lyrical? I understand this is more personal album. This draws in about, you know, self-confidence, empowerment, more about, you know, the writer. Is that true?
Yeah, the last one was also very personal, but it was very much about unrequited love. It was a lot of love songs. And this album is way more focused on personal growth, self-love, body acceptance. I've got a song about my dad. It's like, it's personal, but it's not so much about woe is me, I'm single.
All right, well, I'm going to ask if you guys wouldn't do a song for us. I'd like to hear some music, you know, from the new album, Touchy Feely. So, Aaron of the Wildfire, what are you going to sing for us?
Let's do whatever you like. This one's kind of a self-love anthem.
No, tell me about the song. Where did you write it? What inspired the writing?
Yeah, this one came about in the wintertime. I started writing this as a love song to someone else. And then it kind of morphed into a love song to self, and deciding which things to remember about yourself, like we do with our memory all the time. We're kind of selective in a positive way. So it was kind of like, you can take what you want from this situation and love yourself for that.
All right, Aaron and the Wildfire right here on Border Crossings. Let's check it out. Aaron and the Wildfire, and the name of the song again?
Whatever You Like.
Whatever You Like. And I like that song. That's a great sounding song. Touchy Feely is the name of the new album. This album you actually recorded a year ago, last summer, I believe. We were right in the midst of the pandemic. How did COVID kind of impact what you guys did and how you did it?
We actually wrote a lot of this virtually because of COVID. And we'd never done that before, so we were sending song ideas back and forth, and somebody would download it and try to make an arrangement themselves and then send it back to the group. So there was a lot of virtual back and forth, fleshing out arrangements in a more thorough way than we would have done in a live setting, because we were using digital instruments, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was really fun, but it was really different than our older writing process.
Mm. So the inspiration that you get, you mentioned a whole bunch of different sounds and funk and jazz and a bunch of different sounds. Is how do you make it work all together? What do you think's the secret behind Aaron and the Wildfire?
I don't know.
Who wants to tackle that question?
I think it, and this is one thing I think that like the pandemic really, the virtual writing really helped with, because, like, kind of as you alluded to earlier, we do have a lot of different influences that we all come from, and I think for a while, when we were first starting out, it was kind of a struggle to mix those things together, but especially when, like, we'd meet, like, once a week, get together in a room, and try and, like, write a new song all at once, like, everyone come up with their own part, like that, but with the virtual writing that we did, we kind of had the opportunity to sit with these ideas a little bit more, particularly ones that other people would present, and I think they were able to present a vision with a little more context. Like, they could send a sketch of something that they had been working on, and then, like, a reference point, like, to a song that already existed. They were like, hey, this is kind of the vibe I was going for, and, you know, then we'd all have the chance to sort of, like, explore that influence on our own time, again, within the context of the work that that person had done, and I think it, like, kind of deepened our appreciation for each other's perspectives, and gave us a lot more, like, musical empathy, almost, like, as we tried to kind of express these things together when we did finally meet up and play them for the first time. And so in my mind, I think this is, like, our most effective release yet at sort of marrying all the things that we like together into one cohesive voice.
All right, we're going to ask you to do another song. Aaron and the Wildfire are with us here on Border Crossings. Touchy Feely is the name of the new album. And so what are you going to sing for us next?
We're going to do Sweet Thing.
And this song is about? Sounds lovey. I mean, obviously there's going to be some love involved in
it. It is, yeah. It was about somebody who showed me a lot of tenderness during the pandemic. So I wrote this kind of from the point of view of, it's a love song and showing lots of appreciation for all that tenderness when mm-hmm. I was...
Do the guys you write songs about know that these songs are about them?
Oh, yeah. This
they
one,
do.
This one, yes.
Not all right. And this is called Sweet Thing?
That's right.
All right, Sweet Thing. Aaron and the Wildfire here on Border Crossing.
Thank you.
It's Border Crossings, and we've got Aaron and the Wildfire with us, and that was Sweet Thing, and Touchy Feely is the name of their newest album, and you guys are in quite a rustic setting there. You're sitting on a patio. It's not a fake backdrop. It's not computer-generated. There's not a green screen. There's really trees and really birds. So you're in Richmond, Virginia?
We're actually in Charlottesville right now. We drove here to be on Ryan's front porch this morning, but we do all live in Richmond. The rest of this side of the frame.
We've got Aaron and the Wildfire with us today, which, you know, we've been talking about their newest album. And so the album is out now. And what do you hope happens in 2022? I mean, you know, you're going to go out on tour. You want to make that album go platinum or multi-platinum, of course. Beyond the album, what else happens? What else is on your list to do?
Well, we're planning to get back in the studio later this year, so we're going to start the virtual writing process again, even though we could get together, I guess. But we're going to start the writing process up again, get back in the studio in the fall. So, and then also, hopefully Lizzo will hear our album and want us to open for her later this year, because she's probably releasing an album soon. So I think the stars are aligning.
Yeah, well, Stephanie's got to make that happen for you. But what I was very interested to know who you'd like to collaborate with. So you mentioned Lizzo. Who else? I mean, because Lizzo's she has her own style and sound, and it's very R&B, you know, urban hip hop type sound right now. So where would you like to collaborate in the future?
I mean, I adore Lizzo, not only for her music, but for all the things she stands for. So we would love to collaborate with her no matter what. But other people that maybe are more musically aligned with us would be like Emily King. Leon Lajavas, Yeba is one of our favorites right now.
Lake Street Dive.
Who else?
Stevie Wonder.
We had Emily King on the show a few years ago, so.
Oh, did cool. You?
Yeah, she's been with us before. She's very, you know, very talented young lady. So, I would like you to do another song, if you wouldn't mind. I know you guys are pressed for time, and I want to get you before it starts raining, because they're calling for rain today. But what's the next song you're going to do?
We're going to do Ray of Sunshine, which we released as a single in October. And I wrote this song about my dad and him kind of getting in his own way of his own happiness. And we had a big discussion about it, and it turned into a really beautiful learning experience for both of us. So the song is really uplifting, ideally.
And it's called?
Ray of Sunshine.
Ray of Sunshine, Aaron and the Wildfire on Border Crossings.
Thank you.
Crossings, Aaron and the Wildfire with Ray of Sunshine. And they're here with us chatting from the porch of someone in the band in Charlotte. And Charlottesville, you know, Virginia is a beautiful place. I've been there before. And I love Virginia. You know, Virginia's got a great vibe. I live in Maryland, but I love the vibe in Virginia. And so, you know, I mean, it's got, does that affect how you write songs, where you are, the environment you're in?
Oh yeah. I'm very influenced by the elements, if you will. There's a lot of nature and a lot of water references in my writing. So definitely influenced by where we're at.
I like to add, you know, ask more info about songs, because I think songs can be therapeutic in a way. You wrote a song that we just heard, Ray of Sunshine, about your dad and some of the struggles perhaps that he's gone through. Do you find that writing songs is therapeutic or cathartic for you?
Oh, absolutely. Especially our songs about body positivity. Every time I get to perform those and talk about the message, it feels like I'm transforming as well. And I hope that the audience is picking up on that and feeling empowered from the message, but I myself am getting to live it every time I have to speak the words, because it's not a perfect journey, and it's helpful for me to realign with those ideas when we perform them.
One of the nice things about music in the last few years is how people are actually, you know, peeling away the layers of the onion. You know, bands are really starting to get more personal and start, you know, years ago in the 60s and 70s, they may have sung about something personal, but they wouldn't address that it was personal or about them. But now people are using this platform in a very positive way. And so, you know, congratulations and kudos to you guys for bringing out a message that's very relevant right now, is positivity and imaging, body imaging, self-awareness, things like that. We hear a lot about that from many different artists, Demi Lovato, and, you know, many other artists are talking about, this is me and I love me. And you know, that's that. And social media has been pretty difficult for a lot of people because people are pretty honest. They can hide behind some name, and they, you know, there's a lot of haters out there. You find it difficult with your social media crowd, or are they pretty positive?
I welcome the haters, because I think that means that we've made it. If somebody's willing to, has seen what we're doing and been like, I disagree, I'm bring it on, because publicity is publicity. Wait, good press, bad
press. No such thing as bad press.
Yeah.
That's right. So, okay, now, speaking of the press, where can people find your tour schedule, read about, you know, Aaron and the Wildfire, to know what's going on in the future? Where can they go to get your new album, Touchy Feely?
Oh, yeah. The website is kind of a good central hub for everything. That's aaronandthewildfire.com. But we're also on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Bands in Town, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play.
Tidal?
We're on Tidal. Amazon Music, yeah, pretty much any, if you type us in Beep Boop in Google, it'll come up.
Yeah. And this is also the first time we're going to be having vinyl pressed of our album as well, and that's going to be through a pre-order also on the website.
And that's been very, very successful for a lot of different artists, you know, I mean, yeah. Artists who give their albums, their CDs new life by releasing them on vinyl. There just seems to be this big craving for vinyl. I can't find a stereo. I can't find a phonograph to play a vinyl album anymore. But, you know, people are just, you know, running out to get these vinyl albums, which is a great, you know, a great idea and a great tool to have for you. Aaron and the Wildfire, thank you guys for joining us today. You know, you sound great, and congratulations on your newest album being out, Touchy Feely. And I hope you guys will come in and join us in DC whenever you perform in DC. We're back in the studio. And this COVID thing's coming to an end, so we'd love to have you in the studio. It's
great.
Aaron and the Wildfire here on Border Crossings, and the new EP, or it's a new album or an EP?
Album.
It's a full-length album, and it's called Touchy Feely, so make sure you get a copy of it. Thanks for watching. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings on VOA TV.